If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. leafhome.com/water.
Welcome to the Boneyard with Steve Robertson. As always, I am your good friend and host, Steve Robertson, here on the Maroon Friday edition of the Yard. It's game day eve. We'll have your show up today and plenty of time for the drive home or the drive to Starkville tomorrow. And busy day for us. We'll head over to Winona tonight to see Grenada play. I tried to say both schools at the same time. We'll go over there to check out Zion Cotton. We'll do a full report in the morning. Kind of give you guys a little reading material. Try to get us a little video as well. But, yeah, I'm jacked, man. I'm jacked. And I'm a little worried about the game. Not going to lie. We're going to talk about that in our first segment. And there's been an incredible development in my life that I'm going to share with you a little bit later. It may not be as big a deal to you as it is to me, but it is a big deal to me. And cool top 10 list kind of related to that event. Yeah, and then we'll break down the rest of the SEC schedule, kind of look ahead to give you a few game day pointers too. And again, ladies, I'm speaking to you. I love you, and I know you love me back. And because I love you, and I want you and your kids to have a good time. I want your husband to have a good time too. But I know that you will have to rein him in a little bit. It is the first time that you have been back to Starkville for a football game since mid-November of 2024. Okay? And for some of you, it's been longer than that. Afford yourself some extra time because some things have changed. Be aware of that. Listen, most dads that I know that love college football, like you'll barely sleep tonight. You'll be so jacked just to get to Starkville, and you're going to leave in plenty of time. But there is a small percentage of you that you think, oh, I know everything's fine, and then like you're going to get backed up in some traffic, and you're going to be so incredibly elevated emotionally before you get to your seat. And who knows, you might even miss game kickoff, right? And so I share that with you because there are some things you need to know. And ladies, I'm depending on you. You. To be the matriarch within your family. And so I'm going to need you tonight. Go ahead and lay out your outfit for tomorrow. Go ahead and think it out, plan it out. And we don't need to overthink it. You're not in college anymore. Right? Lay out the outfit tonight. Go ahead and figure out which makeup you're going to wear. Get everything planned because we're going to need you to be ready first. You need to get ready, get the kids all going because I don't want Dad to have any excuses on why we're later leaving than we wanted to. In addition to that, I'm going to share some things later in the show that you need to know as you navigate Starkville and navigate campus. I know that he already, like, men were born with a map to the world. It's true. And some of them haven't updated since birth or when you got your driver's license. So I'm going to share that with you in hopes to improve everybody's game day. Okay? because I love you, and I love when you guys come to town. And the only part of me that's going to town today is the part that's going down to pick up Jacob Bain before we hit the road to go cover a ball game. That's it. But I'm avoiding town today because, you know, we did our shopping yesterday. Matter of fact, I even got some pizza last night so I could have lunch covered today because I'm not going to town. I love you guys being here, but, man, it gets kind of tough, and I don't want to be in your way as you run out to pick up all your tailgating supplies. This is a great day. It's a great time for us as a Mississippi State family as we see Davis Wade in a new light. But, ladies, I'm depending on you. I'm depending on you. The last thing we want is a fight, okay? That's the last thing we want. We don't want everybody driving to the ball game not speaking to each other, okay? So we're going to take some steps collectively to ensure that everybody has a great game day. Everybody. Hey, let's thank our friends at Bulldog Burger Company, longtime sponsors of this show. And I know right now many of you are already thinking about what you're going to order at Bulldog Burger Company. Whether you wait till you get to Starkville or you stop on the way, and you've got the option to do both, you do. Whether you're in town or on the way to town, there are three great locations to serve you: University Drive in Stark Vegas, Gloucester Street there in Tupelo, Lake Harbor Drive in the Ridge and Flowood area. And again, leave early, right? Leave early so you can kind of enjoy your meal, right? Because you never know. It's going to be busy. It is. Because everybody loves Bulldog Burger Company. And why? Because they got the best burgers around. They do. You can test that. I'd encourage you that you not, because you're going to waste some money on some substandard food. Just take my word for it. Bulldog Burger Company is where you need to go when you're craving a great restaurant quality hamburger. That's exactly what you're going to find at Bulldog Burger Company. Have the spring rolls as your appetizer. They'll make you and everybody around you better looking. It's even on the menu. It's true. Trust the science, what they told us. Well, trust me. I can tell when some of you need some spring rolls in your life. I'm being your friend here. I'm telling you kind of discreetly, without naming any names, you need to get some spring rolls, okay? In addition to that, when you finish up, maybe grab a great dessert or get that chocolate shake to go. You can ride that ride home with a smile. You'll be glad you did. Bulldog Burger Company, the place where people go to meet. M-E-A-T. Okay, we're going to talk a little bit about keys to victory. We're going to talk about some things that I'm encouraged about, some things that I'm worried about. Let's go ahead and start with some troublesome stuff first, okay? The first thing that I want to get out of the way, I expect Albert Reese to be your starting left tackle tomorrow. Now, let that sink in for just a second, okay? Blake Steen is out at right tackle, not going to play. And that's not breaking any news, but he's not. So it's going to cause a little bit of reshuffle when you say, but Steve, what about Jimothy? I'm told he's a game-time decision at best, and that Steen took a lot of reps at left tackle this week. Where does Luke Work fit into this? Does Luke Work slide out to right tackle? He's certainly capable of handling that. Do we go with Jakeem Shumpert there? He was on the two deep. And again, those depth charts that you see that are published are for entertainment purposes only. A lot of people get way too upset about a depth chart. There are some schools out there that don't even provide a depth chart. There are others out there where the football SID just makes out the depth chart. And again, it's based on their own observations. It doesn't mean anything. It doesn't lock us into something where this is the guy that has to play. But your offensive line is going to look a little different. Now, you guys know last week, once Jimothy was at left and Reese was at right, things kind of settled for us. But I don't expect that to be the case because I'm not expecting Jimothy. He could play, but I'm not expecting that right now as we sit here today. Go ahead and get that out of the gate. And again, Luke Work back to action. Luke could have played last week. Luke's a guy that played several snaps at left tackle last year. He's been working primarily at left guard this year, but he is capable of playing right tackle and really pretty much everywhere up the line except maybe center. And I guess with some reps and some practice time, maybe we could get that going too. But I'm not overly concerned about it, but I am somewhat concerned about it. Now, Arizona State is not an elite pass rushing team. That's really not their thing. They've been really good against the run in the last year. And let's kind of pull up some numbers here. Just educate ourselves, right? We have the glory of Al Gore's internet. Let's use it. Because what if we had a device? That's a big joke that I have with some of the guys in the media. People say, wait, well, whatever happened with this? What if we had a machine? You know, what if we had a machine that we could utilize that would give us the information we seek? Well, we have that. Thankful to, Steve Jobs and all those folks and Al Gore for all the things they've done to make information available to us at a fingertip. I guess it could be a football deal, you know. But nevertheless, you hear me typing away here. We're going to pull up a few things just to kind of inform ourselves a little bit. Looking back at the Arizona State defense of 2024, and, you know, we can make some, you know, some conclusions or draw some conclusions about their defense kind of based on last year because they have so many people back this year. Now, Arizona State was the number three scoring defense in the Big 12 last year. 22.6 points a game. 3 points away from being first. BYU was first. And then Utah. So Arizona State, third in scoring defense. So, and again, you win a bunch of games, and a lot of that's because of the fact that you don't let people get into the end zone. Always interesting. All right. Sacks by, right? That was number six in the Big 12. They had 24 sacks last year, which is, you know, considerably behind some of the overall leaders. But they played several games last year. Played 14 games. So you can kind of do the math on that. It's less than two per game. And they had four against us. Remember that? So you kind of back those out, then it's, you know, 20 and 13 games. So not a team that kind of lives by the quarterback sack. There are going to be some of those. You know, we only had 10 last year. Maybe you've forgotten. Last year, Arizona State had 16 interceptions in 14 games. So about one per. They ran two of those back for a touchdown. They were second in the Big 12 when it came to interceptions. Now, the Big 12 is kind of a passing league. It's a score-em league, as we call it. You know, there's not a lot of teams out there that kind of run ball control. And Arizona State's one of those ones that was kind of able to do that last year. They did not create maybe a ton of turnovers outside of that. Fumbles forced. There were six in 14 games. So these are guys that have typically had the opportunity to have a turnover or two, but not a lot. You know, 22 turnovers on the year in 14 games. And you recall the big scoop and score that was kind of the defining moment that ball game when Mississippi State played against Arizona State last year. Now, of those fumbles that were forced, Arizona State, I'm trying to look here what they did here. Fumbles recovered. Yeah, I think these numbers are wrong. Because it says they forced six and then recovered four. Recovered seven. That didn't work. Nevertheless, we may have found a glitch in the matrix there. But, again, because of the fact that they have so many players back, you can kind of see some of the concepts they ran and how players reacted on those play calls. It's just kind of how it works, right? I mean, you know, it's like they did this last year. There's a good chance they can do it again this year. Now, what's interesting, too, kind of getting a little more, you know, breaking down the numbers a little bit more here. Opponent first downs, right? That's an important aspect of this. 10th in the league last year. They gave up right at 20 first downs a game last year. 27 of them were by penalty, which was the tied for third most in the Big 12 last year. Getting to third down conversions, these are the kinds of things that determine ball games. Opponents had a pretty good success rate moving the chains against Arizona State last year. They were 11th in their league, 42.3 conversion rate for their opponents. Now, we didn't do exceptionally well against them, especially in that first half. But this is a defense, again, that kind of has some bend-don't-break against them. If that makes sense. They also had 24 attempts on fourth down against them. And nearly half of them were converted. And so I begin to think about that aspect of things, you know, about short yardage. We went out and spent a ton of money on the offensive line. And, of course, we signed Fluff Bothwell to bring him in to be the replacement for Davin Booth, and we got them both back because of the Pavia ruling. But this is a team that has done a good job rushing defense, right? That's one of those things you kind of, you go back and look at this. Last year, Arizona State surrendered 112.9 yards per game on the ground. That is a minuscule total. That's elite. Gave up 19 touchdowns, but guys, they had 430 rushes against. They allowed just 1,581 yards in 14 games. And so, in many respects, that is a huge part of this as it relates to the Mississippi State game plan. We have gone out and invested a ton of money in being able to run the football. They are a defense that is designed to stop the run. So I think early on, you're going to kind of get an idea of how this is going to get it done, right? The early part of this ball game, I think, is very, very important. Very, very important. I firmly believe if State scores twice in the first quarter, we're going to win the game. That's what I believe. If we score twice in the first quarter, we're going to win. If we get down two possessions in the first half, we're going to lose. I just don't think we're going to be able to chase the game against them. And honestly, I think that while they don't have Cam Scadabo, who is a freak, they got a good running game. And again, just rush for over just 200 yards. Granted, it was an FCS opponent. But I think there is more explosiveness in this particular running back room. You know, they had a guy transfer in, Udo, from the Army that rushed for about 1,100 yards. He's kind of a, you know, between the tackles type guy, but also comes from a run-first system. But I don't expect much drop-off in their running production this year. But you don't have that guy on third and three that can just carry the pile forward. That's a different dynamic.
Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. leafhome.com/water.
There's another element of this, obviously, because they have the ability to kind of run away from you. You know, and so that's a part of it. But I worry a lot about the fact that they have so many returners. They have so many people back that know the system, know the playbook, know their responsibilities, and they have a working knowledge of playing against Mississippi State last year. We don't really have a lot of that, any of those things. And that's one of the reasons that I have picked Arizona State to win a close game. Now, by the time kickoff gets here, I'll have convinced myself otherwise. But if I just try to be as objective as I can be, I think this is a game, much like Las Vegas, that I expect Arizona State to win close. Now, the reality of it is, if we win this ball game, it changes so much. And that's what I'm rooting for. I would love to take an L on the pick because I want to just win football games. Incredibly, I want to win football games. If you win this one, there are a lot of fence sitters out there within our fan base that are going to be like, you know what, now it's okay to believe again. I got friends that I love that give a lot of money to Mississippi State. They've told me, you know, it's like, man, if we could just get through this one, you got a chance to start 4-0. You got a very realistic chance of making a bowl game. But it's not just so much about the win, about putting one in the win column. We need to look like we know what we're doing. We need to look like that we are moving forward and advancing this football program. And if you remember, and again, we have a bit of a revisionist history about that Arizona State game last year. We do. I think most people, you know, you just go back and you think, you know, well, it was a one-score game. Honestly, the game, the score is not indicative of how much better Arizona State was than us in that ball game. And The reason that I say that, you know, we talk about getting down two scores. Guys, it was 10-0 after one. And, you know, I'm just going back kind of looking at this. You know, our first two drives in the first quarter last year in Tempe, 2-3 and outs. We had six plays that netted us 2 yards. Their first two drives ended in points, 22 plays, 139 yards. So 139-2 is your offensive production in that first quarter. So again, you're out chasing the game. Now, put together a nice drive in the second quarter, to, you know, and we get a field goal. Makes it a 10-3 game, and then they come right back and match that. It's a 13-3 game, and then 3 plays in, it's going to be another 3-and-out for us. It's going to be 3-and-out, 3 3-and-outs in 4 possessions. And that's when Blake had the fumble. It was a scoop and score. It made it 20-3. And at this point, I think we all felt like the game was over. Jeff Lebino's guys played with a little bit of urgency on the next drive. And you may recall that drive also ended in a turnover. We went for it on fourth down. Fourth and one from the Arizona State 31. And we kind of swing it out to Kevon Lee, who gets hit for loss of one, and we got penalized for illegal formation. But, you know, maybe you kick a field goal there, make it a two-score game. But, you know, we went out there and we played. I'd probably take the field goal. But I get it. I understand it. But at the end of the half, it's 27-3. Guys, the game is over. It is over. Third quarter, we had one possession. Because when you get down in a ball game and the other team has the ability to run and you can't stop them, like if I can block you and you can't block me, I'm going to beat you every time. We couldn't block them. But they could block us. And they open up the third quarter with a field goal to make it 30-3. We score later to make it 30-10. And then we hold them to a 3-and-out and they punt. And so it's a 20-point game going to the fourth quarter. And then we score to make it 30-16. Get a 3-and-out, defense gets a stop, and so you're thinking, hey, this could get really interesting. Well, we had a 5-play drive that netted 5 yards. And then we punted. And then defense gets another stop. So back-to-back stops by your Bulldog defense, it had kind of been pushed around a good bit. And we get that 1-play drive, you know, the touchdown to Kevin Coleman, to make it 30-23. And so you put a really gassed defense kind of right back on the field. And they run off the last 5:27. 12 plays, majority of it on the ground. And so, again, that game ended with them taking a knee at our 18-yard line. So, yeah, they were in the red zone when the game ran out. So, bad day for us, good day for them. But the things that happened in that ball game that we have to avoid is getting, number one, making the silly turnover, right? Turnovers are going to happen in football. You want to limit them as much as possible. We had a bad turnover last week, which you guys are aware. And Blake will own that. Blake had a bad turnover in the first quarter against Arizona State last year, and he'll own that too. And he said it in postgame, I got to take care of the football. Got to take care of the football. Absolutely. In addition to that, we have to keep the crowd engaged. Right now, I can tell you, those that plan to attend are bursting at the seams because they are so hungry to win. And listen, I'm excited about the LED lights. I'm excited about the new Pete set. I'm excited about the new sound system, all the things that go along, the drone show. All that is great. But I just want to win a football game. That's what the rest of it is great. It's all details. But it can help us win a football game. And this is why I had a discussion this morning. If we can get this game to the fourth quarter, and it's a one-score game, I think the crowd could prove to be the difference. I think the crowd could help these Bulldogs get over the hump. That's why you have to keep the crowd engaged. You've got to. We can't have this thing where we get down 20 points. We can't be down 30-3. Because you know what's going to happen? Is all those students, well, the majority of them, they're going to go home. And they're going to find something else to do. They're going to go home and get a shower and get dressed for whatever the post-game party is. That's what they're going to do. And the students are kind of the lifeblood of our fan base. I share this all the time, especially at the Hump and Davis Wade. We've got to give people a reason to stay and ring those bells. We have to. In addition to that, and I discussed this on an Arizona State show yesterday. People are like, well, you know, they turned the air condition off in the practice bubble to kind of prepare. Guys, that's not going to do it. And I know you're doing the best you can, but that's not going to do it. The humidity is almost like that extra cousin at the family reunion, right? Nobody really talks to them, but they're always there. And that's how this thing is. Like, we are acclimated to the humidity because we live here. In addition to that, there are times the humidity gets to us and we are around it all summer long. Now granted, it's not going to be dog days of summer type temperatures, but I think the weather could prove to be a big factor. Because you simply cannot hydrate enough. Like today, our high is 90. You know, the afternoon temperatures will start beginning to tail, but it'll be like in the 80s. But when you begin to add, you know, 55, 60%, maybe 65% humidity, you know, things begin to change. But it's going to be a little cooler tomorrow night. You know, we do have a bit of a rainstorm expected in the early afternoon hours. But your kickoff temperature is going to be, you know, mid-70s. So that may not be as big a factor, but that humidity is ever present. And so you begin to think about that aspect of it. You know, do they exert some energy early and kind of get zapped? You know, it's a little different down here. And again, it's not like it was when we went and played in the Liberty Bowl against Memphis and, you know, and you know, you had people out there basically cooking in the stands. It's not like that. But it's still a real thing. It's still a very real thing. I don't know if it's going to be a major thing, but I do think as a guy that has traveled coast to coast in short time, you know, I mean, traveling out to Arizona and traveling out to New Mexico, I mean, you get out there and it's a different kind of heat. It is. And people say that and you don't fully appreciate that. Like when you go, I went hiking in the Sandias. And I got really hot before I realized it because, you know, you don't have the humidity, so you don't sweat as much. It's hot. We talk about it being a dry heat. It's hot. Next thing you know, it's like, man, where's the water, you know? And you get that high altitude. It's a little different deal here. The air's a lot muggier. It's a much different dynamic. But in early September, where we've had really kind of a mild summer other than a couple times, and I get it. I get it. You know, we're having kind of some fall weather. And even last week against Southern Miss, the weather wasn't quite so bad. But one of the things, again, that makes me somewhat encouraged about this game is there is a belief. And I know a lot of the fans aren't sharing in that belief just yet. But there is a belief among this team and this coaching staff that they're ready. They're ready for the next step. And that's what we all hope. Because we all want to be great in football. We do. We don't just want to, you know, go to Liberty Bowl. And all due respect to the people that run the Liberty Bowl, they do a great job up there. But that's, you know, this year maybe you'd be, you know, okay, I'm just happy to get back into the postseason after a two-year hiatus. But we want to have those big Saturdays when we're having to, like, fight for tickets. You know what I'm talking about? We need to have some seasons where people think, you know what, I'm not going to deal with this next year. I'm just going to go buy my season tickets so I know I've always got tickets to games. We got to get back to that point. We got to get back to the single-serving football experience. We got to make this must-see entertainment. Hey, don't call me this fall. Don't plan any weddings because I'm going to be going to see the Bulldogs. We got to make people feel like they have a reason to come to Starkville and not just sit at home watching on television. And I can tell you that many of us are kind of dealing with some PTSD from last year, because we hired Jeff Lebby. We'll say, hey, this guy should be able to score. You know, we don't know if we're going to be able to stop anybody, but we should be able to score. We had trouble with both, right? You go out, spend some money, and we feel like we've gotten enough difference makers, and maybe we don't have like a game wrecker on defense that we got out of the portal. You know what you got with Isaac Smith. You got a few other guys out there that you know they're good players. But I don't know if we got a game wrecker on the defensive line. We think Will Whitson's going to be good, as did the SEC office after a couple of nice plays last week. And yeah, but as Levy said, our better players have to play better, you know. But I begin to think about when you believe that you can achieve, right? And belief is not always enough. But when you believe that, and all of a sudden you take your home field and you have 55,000 cowbells ringing on your behalf, some big things can happen. And on the other side of this thing, if you're Arizona State, there's no way you can prepare for this. And you have to communicate in a different way, right? And it's like all of a sudden, you know, you can't do quite as many adjustments on the fly because you got to take a little bit longer to communicate. And kind of coupled with all of this and the humidity and the atmosphere, the tempo, we got to have some success to be able to run some tempo. We got to put them in a situation where they have alignment issues. Got to put them in a scenario where everybody's looking to the sideline and we're snapping the football. You know, that's the benefit of that. We didn't run a ton of tempo last week. You know, in third quarter when we decided we were tired of playing with Southern Miss, we did it. We put the game away. But the reality of this game is, it's going to take everybody. We're going to have to play clean. We didn't play clean last week. We got to play clean. We got to put ourselves in a situation that we are the ones getting the short end of the field, instead of the other way around. Special teams, it's been a bit of an adventure at Arizona State in recent years. I feel very confident in the group that we have. You know, I don't think we punted well last week. I'll just kind of say it for what it is. I don't think we punted well. And you see them in practice, you know, hey, it's impressive. And my hope is now that they've played a game, a real game, have a chance to kind of settle the emotions a little bit, we can get a better effort this week. I hope we don't punt much, but if we do, we need to be able to flip the field. So that's where we stand. And I just think right now Mississippi State has more question marks than Arizona State, if that makes sense. And I think in close ball games, those things matter. Now, will their answers be enough to overcome a tremendous atmosphere, to overcome the cowbells, to overcome the fact that this is a Mississippi State team that is desperate for a marquee-type win to show people that, hey, we are something to be reckoned with? That's really the big question as we move forward. Time for our close with Blair Player of the Day. Blair Chandler is my friend, your friend, our collective friend in the mortgage industry. He is a friend indeed when you are in need. And the reality of that is you never know when life's going to throw you a curveball and maybe you got to pack up and move. Other times, maybe you're just kind of planning your own expansion. You need to have an experienced mortgage loan originator in your circle of friends. Just save his number on your phone because you never know when you're going to need it. You're going to think, oh, what was that guy's name? Just save him in your phone, Blair Chandler, and then put in the description, mortgage guy, because he is the mortgage guy. 601-500-2344. 601-500-2344. Blair Chandler at closetoblair.com. Mortgage guy. Just put it in your phone because you may not remember the name, but when you get ready to get a new mortgage, it'll make it easy. You just go search, hey, I remember I've got the mortgage guy. I've got my mortgage guy locked in my phone. And you're going to have friends at times that may have had some challenges, or maybe not, but you've had some people maybe where the dream of home ownership has eluded them. Chances are they didn't work with Blair Chandler. That's really the case. He knows how to construct loans to give you the best chance for approval through underwriting, and maybe you're not in a position yet to buy a home. He can help you get there. Get the pre-qualification letter. It's one of those life hacks they don't tell you about, but you need that. Save yourself, your real estate agent, a lot of time too. And that way you don't feel like you're settling. Just kind of know up front, your financing's in place. Your real estate agent will do a great job getting you in the home of your dreams. Again, that's closeatblair.com. Our player of the day, and I'm going to do this as like my preview. Like, I think this is the guy that needs to have the best game. It's Isaac Smith, right? I think Isaac, obviously, playing that star position, and you can decide if you want to call that a safety or a linebacker, because it doesn't make any difference, because he does both. We need Isaac Smith, our best player, to have a tremendous game in this ball game. Isaac Smith knows what's at stake. Isaac Smith is a bulldog through and through. But as a guy that is going to be close to the box a lot, we need him to kind of slow down that running game to help people get aligned. There's a lot of responsibility on the shoulders of one young Isaac Smith. He and his cowboy boots. And he was born to be a bulldog. He understands the great stage, and I'm so glad that he's here to kind of help us through this recovery process. But guys like him really need a good crowd. And what I mean by that is, when we've had the loyalty of Isaac Smith, who had plenty of opportunities to go elsewhere, that has stuck here and says, you know what, I'm a bulldog, I love these people, right? We need to repay that. We need to give him 55 to 60,000 clanging cowbells to help rejuvenate them when maybe times get a little tough on Saturday. Isaac Smith deserves it. There's no question about it. I love that kid, man, absolutely without any question. So glad that he chose to be a bulldog. Going to accomplish some great things in life. I mean, he is, no question about it. People that have character typically do. Isaac Smith has character. He is a great building block for this program. So that's Isaac Smith, your Close at Blair player of the day. Okay. I told you guys that something significant has happened to me, and it reminds me of the Wayne's World episode. Well, I guess it's in the movie. You know, when Wayne keeps going to the guitar shop and keeps like eyeballing that guitar, and he's got Cassandra with him. What's a lot of dreams there. But anyway, he finally says, I'll take it. Excalibur, the guitar you always wanted, right? Well, I'm happy to say that Steve Vai signature guitar, that beautiful pearl white with that great finish, is on its way to Starkville, Mississippi soon. Yeah. And see, that's kind of what happens, right? You know, when you do good things in life, I think good things come your way. I think you got to reward yourself every now and again. So let me encourage you, get over to ColitoGuitars.com. I made a post on Facebook yesterday, and it's so crazy. I put it out on Facebook because I was so jacked. And then Kalita Guitars responds and says, we want to see like an unboxing video. And I can't wait to do it. Guys, I have wanted a Steve Vai signature guitar since I was about 16 years old. Honest to goodness. And to be fair with you guys too, other than some guitars that have been given to me, I got some memorabilia. I got some friends and bands that have like given me guitars, but they're not to play, right? And got some autographed guitars. As a matter of fact, I've got a Les Paul up on the wall over there. And but nevertheless, I've never had a brand new, out-of-box, brand new guitar to play. Never in my life. I've always just bought like something from a friend or bought something from a pawn shop. Like the Ibanez I have right now is just something I picked up at a local pawn shop. And just wanted to have something. And, you know, it's not a great guitar. I love it. It's my guitar. And I've had a lot of fun with it. But it doesn't play great. You know, I don't play great, but it doesn't play great. But I'm so jacked that this Steve Vai guitar is on its way to my crib. And don't tell the neighbors that it's coming, because I'm going to crank up that PV amp. And we're going to put the dogs outside. And we're going to rock right here. At the Hacienda. I mean, I love it. I'm so jacked. I can't even begin to explain how jacked I am to have a Kalita guitar and to get really what I've always wanted. And I've always wanted that Steve Vai original with the monkey grip. I've always wanted it. I've always liked the way the guitar looked. And, you know, there's just some great things in life. Sometimes you just got to be able to make things happen. And You know, I mean, there's more to life than just paying the mortgage and raising kids. And sometimes that's all it is, but there's more to life than that. So let me encourage you, go visit KalidoGuitars.com right now. That's CalidoGuitars.com. Whether you are a country picker or whether you are a headbanger, you can find an instrument that'll be great for you. They got left-handed guitars there. They got flamenco guitars, classical guitars. They got acoustic steel string guitars. Everything you could need to take your musicianship to the next level, you can find right there outside of a little practice time, right? So, yes, that Ibanez JMJ, JEMJR is headed to me. It's not an incredibly expensive guitar, but it's still costs something, obviously, you know, for somebody. But I've been an Ibanez guy forever, and, you know, it's like I look at these, like they've got the white one, the pink one, and that's what happens, right? We all need a little bit to get excited about. And life. Life is hard, man. It is. And sometimes you need to do something or do something for somebody else to make life a little more livable, right? And so there's a guitar player in your life, I guarantee you, that would love to have some new gear. And so when you get ready to buy that, Kalita Guitars is the way to go, whether you're looking for gig bags or cases, accessories, strings, anything you need. And one of the cool things, too, is they're like setting up the guitar for me. Like, they're not just going to ship the guitar out. They're setting it up. That's what real guitar shops do. That's one of the things you can do if you go buy something online. They're just going to go grab something out of the warehouse and put a label on it and ship it to your house. And it's not going to be what it needs to be. And maybe you're better than me and you can kind of fine-tune it yourself. But there's some professional-grade service that goes along with this Kalita Guitars experience. And so, yeah, we'll shoot video of me getting the guitar. I'll do my best not to cry, to be honest with you. I'm jacked. I am absolutely jacked that this guitar is on its way to Starkville, Mississippi. I hope that I can do it justice. But I encourage you, visit KalidoGuitars.com. They are also in the business of helping Mississippi State. And they're going to let you be a better musician at a more affordable price. Promo code BSR. You can use it in person when you visit the showroom in Lake Jackson, Texas. You can use it online. Or you could use it over the phone. You know, maybe you don't trust shopping online. I don't know. Just call in and you can say, hey, this is what I need. Here, I've got a promo code because I listen to Boneyard, BSR. That's going to get you 10% off. Going to get you no sales tax unless you live in the state of Texas, no shipping, and then a 5% donation to the Mississippi State Excellence Fund. What a great incentive to do business with them. Be sure and check it out today, KalidoGuitars.com. And again, I'm so incredibly excited about this. So excited. So we're going to do a Steve Vai Top 10. We've done one before after I went and saw him, and it's the only concert I've ever been to where people were quiet. Because like you've got one of the greatest guitar players in the history of the world up there in front of you. There's not a lot of lyrical content in Steve Vai's solo stuff. And so you don't want to miss anything. And he's like, and the thing about Steve Vai, too, and I think this is one of those things, too, like you look at the Kalen DeBoer thing, so we can kind of relate this to SEC football. They always say you never want to follow the legend. Well, Steve Vai did and proved that he was a legend, too. Right, so when David Lee Roth left Van Halen, that's some big shoes to fill, right? Dave's got to go put a band together. And he brings Steve Vai in from Alcatraz. And many of you know Steve Vai, of course, from his appearance in Ralph Macchio's movie with Jamie Gertz, Crossroads. Great movie. And you can find it online and watch it. But Steve Vai is an absolute alien, man. He is. And it's like how it's so funny, like him and Joe Satriani all kind of came at the same time. But to me, Vai has always been like the dude, like the pinnacle for me post Eddie Van Halen. I think he and maybe Nuno Bettencourt are probably, in modern rock music, the greatest disciples of Eddie Van Halen. So here, there are going to be some band stuff, but there's going to be some solo stuff in his top 10. So let's get to it. Number 10, it's a little bit different. It's a track called In My Dreams With You, and that's from the Sex and Religion album that was released back in 93. That was a follow-up to Passion and Warfare. I have a signed copy of Passion and Warfare from Steve Vai. I'm so jacked to have it. think you'll dig that track from, let me see here, Voodoo Acid. This is a different track, and it's kind of what you'd expect, right? There's a certain element of the Steve Vai experience that, is weird. Like, there's just some things that he does with the guitar. That's off the, I cannot remember the name of the album. Nevertheless, we'll move forward. But part of the fun of Vai is because he does things with a guitar you've never heard before. In some ways, he was kind of the forerunner of Tom Morello from Rage Against the Machine. Like, there's a lot of things that Steve did that weren't maybe classical type playing. And it spawned a new generation of guitar players. It did. Number eight, he spent an album cycle with Whitesnake. I hoped he would stay. He did not, because I think Steve Vai is just too big to be in a band. But a deep cut off that Slip of the Tongue album, and partially it's because of the solo. That solo is absolutely amazing. They did such a good job on the production part to kind of push the solo forward. Incredible. It's Wings of the Storm off Whitesnake's Slip of the Tongue album. Number seven, an album that maybe you don't know as well, and if you're a Vai fan, you should, but it's The Story of Light that came out in 2012. My favorite track. And that's where you can get in trouble sometimes, right? When you talk to guitar players about this sort of stuff, because you never know what's going to just grip you. Because there's no lyrical content to pull you in. There's not songs about this. There's some songs he's done, obviously, that has a vocalist. But a lot of the better part of the catalog is all instrumentals. But Gravity Storm, I think, is an absolute gem. And again, it's my favorite song on the Story of Light album. I think you guys will know that one if you followed his work. But the thing about Vai is, like, if you're just, like, needing to kind of chill, you just put him on, and you never know what's going to happen next. Number six, Vai did two albums with David Lee Roth, as you guys are aware. Did Eat 'Em and Smile, which was, like, the first full feature solo album from David Lee Roth. He did Crazy from the Heat, which was an EP that had California Girls. But Vai played on Eat 'Em and Smile, and then Skyscraper, and that's when he had the dual neck guitar. The song to me that has always impressed me from that Skyscraper album is Knuckle Bones, and I absolutely love it. I think you guys will too. And of course, back on Eat 'Em and Smile, like, the cover of Tobacco Road is ridiculous. Number five, and I debated to have this one a little bit higher or not, but it's off the Passion and Warfare album. It's Erotic Nightmares, pretty clever title. If you ever wanted, like, this was, all of this was happening post-David Lee Roth and around the time Whitesnake was doing their stuff. And so it was like he had written and accumulated all this stuff that was his own, and he put it out on Passion and Warfare, and it was a hit from the beginning. The album cover is great. Be sure and check that one out. Number four, I got to see Steve on this tour in Birmingham. Before we played, I think it was Tennessee. It's the Inviolate album, and he had this crazy guitar, with three necks on it and multiple tunings and all kind of stuff like that. It was a phenomenal show, but we're going to go with Teeth of the Hydra. Of course, if you know Bang a Gong, right, that's kind of a slip of that, but phenomenal, in the words of Ben Howland. All right, top three. And I think we could probably agree on these. Even though number three is technically a cover, it is a Whitesnake cover of a cover, right? So when Vai joined the band, they reworked Fool for Your Lovin', which was the lead single off the Slip of the Tongue album. Steve Vai absolutely destroys this guitar performance. It is so great. To me, as much as I love David Coverdale's vocal delivery, to me, the highlight of this song is the breakdown when Vai just kind of takes over. Incredible. Incredible. So much better than the original. Number two, a song that I put on sometimes when I'm just not feeling good, it's kind of a meditative thing. And again, it's off Passion and Warfare, but it's For the Love of God. And even if you're not like a big guitar aficionado and you're not a guy that just loves guitar work, I think you could listen to it. The vibe on this is just one of those things that really makes it stand apart to me. But number one, for many of us, in the MTV generation, this was our gateway track to Steve Vai. It's when he, Billy Sheehan, Greg Bissonette, of course, were the backing band for David Lee Roth, is Yankee Rose. And I thought, what a great introduction. I was familiar, somewhat familiar with Alcatraz, you know, but Vi was just kind of a traveling member of that. This was like the first major release of Steve Vai's material. He had, you know, Flexible and that kind of stuff, but that's different. This was MTV. This was In Your Face. It was the return of David Lee Roth, and everybody was so incredibly jacked. And then you're like, who is that guitar player? Right? Because we heard it on MTV before we heard it on the radio. Like, they debuted the video. It was phenomenal. And going back and looking at that, even to this day, it holds up. And it's because of that guitar playing. It was so revolutionary at the time. It was ridiculous. And that was the thing, is like, we were just so happy to see Dave do something again. Little did we know he was going to have this all-star band with this guitar freak that really, I think, validated Dave in many respects. So there you go. That's your Steve Vai Top 10. And again, someday soon, I'll have a Steve Vai signature guitar. I absolutely cannot wait. I'm so jacked to have it. I've repeated that. You need to get some happiness in your own life. You know, get some new toys occasionally. And listen, I get it. It's expensive sometimes. But sometimes you just kind of got to get something good's got to happen for you, right? If all you do every day is think, man, every day is exactly the same. Well, you know, that happens to me too. You know, I go to bed at night. Okay, I got to get up in the morning. Got to do this and do that. And there are a lot of days I don't even leave the house. I'm going to be leaving a lot less now, because I'm excited to have this new guitar. And I wish I was a better player. You know, I do okay, but I want to be better. Right? And that's what I always told myself. If I had a better guitar, I'd practice more. So I'm going to. So it's not just something that's going to sit around the house. Right? It's going to be something that is a part of... I've committed myself that I'm going to practice at least 5 days a week. I got to build up some calluses. I hadn't played Mold Ibanez in a while, but... I got to build up some calluses again, but you need to think about your own life. There's some things out there for yourself that you need to do to treat yourself and find some great, great, great selections of merchandise over at Kalito Guitars. All right, next segment of the show brought to you by Campus Bookmart, a Starkvillian institution. We love Campus Bookmart. I will be there signing books from noon until 3 on Saturday. So come by, say hello. We can talk about the game. You can pick up some books. It's a great time to do that. I don't have a new book out this year, but of course, you know, you can fill out your collection there. They carry all my books there at Campus Bookmart. You can also pick up some game day wares. Of course, the new dark mode jerseys and clothing will be there as well for you to purchase if you want to participate in the blackout. And I encourage you to do so. If you can't make it to town, or perhaps game day is not a great shopping day for you, visit them on the World Wide Web at campusbookmart.net. By being a loyal Boneyard listener, we'll give you a phrase that pays. That is BSR, which stands for Beautiful Steve Robertson. That gets you free shipping on all orders over $75. Any order less than $75, absolutely incomplete. That's campusbookmart.net. All right. Busy weekend in the league. Take our final look at this. We'll announce some winners. And I think there's some games this weekend that are just kind of dogs, right? I mean, there's just some games. You get these early in the year. You got some teams playing FCS teams and some lower G5 teams. I don't know if you have any out-of-conference upsets this week. I don't think so. Not huge upsets. But San Jose State, the Spartans, you guys, those guys are going to be in Texas. This is just what Arch Manning needs, right? A Division I opponent that's maybe not nearly as talented as them. Get your confidence back. Kind of get things rolling. San Jose State lost 16-14 last week to Central Michigan. The Fire Up Chips win that ball game. But, yeah, this will probably be a game where I think they let Arch kind of stretch his legs a little bit. You've got to get him going and kind of let him get in a little bit of a rhythm. I mean, it's all about confidence, right? When you have talent, you need to find a way to have some confidence. And Texas got a chance to kind of put some things together. They opened the year with 4 non-conference games. As you guys are well aware, they lost to Ohio State last week. San Jose State this week, UTEP next week, and then Sam Houston. So by the time they make that trip to Florida to open SEC play, You ought to have Arch Manning and your offense clicking. You should. And I'm confident Steve Sarkisian will. I like Texas huge over here. The spread's 36.5. I don't think that's in jeopardy at all. We talked about this on Wednesday. Utah State, that, you know, I like A&M to win here and probably cover. But the Utah State Aggies, you know, they're going to have enough, I think, to be somewhat competitive and maybe cover. They won last week over UTEP 28-16. Talking about those guys a lot here lately. But A&M, 19th in the country, 32.5-point favorites. Let's take the Aggies of A&M over the Aggies of USU. But I won't be surprised at all if Utah State covers this thing. Barely. You got, you know, Marcel Reed's a dude at A&M. But it'll be interesting to kind of see how it all plays out. Austin Peay at Georgia. We talked about, you know, Chris Parson had a good game and led them to victory over Middle Tennessee State last week. Let's go Peay against Georgia. You know, and I thought Georgia, for the most part, kind of went, I hate to say went through the motions, but if you've watched any of the clips from that, you know that they didn't have to really exert themselves. Marshall, of course, a team that is just kind of rebuilding after Charles Huff left for Southern Miss, but kind of got to ramp it up a little bit this week. I mean, because of the fact you're at Tennessee in week three. So I like the Bulldogs to take care of the Governors, and I suspect this game is over at halftime. Chris Parsons, good enough to make some plays. I don't know if he's got a good enough supporting cast around him. No line on the game. Ole Miss at Kentucky. This is an interesting one. Now, you know as well as I do, if you're Kentucky, you're going to take the same game plan that most teams take against Ole Miss, because Ole Miss can score in bunches. They can score quickly. They run a lot of tempo. Let's just, you know, give Lane Kiffin credit for what he's done at Ole Miss. They have been a very good offensive team. Last year, they had the defensive side to kind of go with it and still couldn't make the playoff. But nevertheless, you know, Kentucky marches into Oxford last year, wins that game as Ole Miss shanks a late field goal. Ole Miss favored by 8.5 on the road at Kentucky. And what's interesting to me about Kentucky, if we've discussed before, they just kind of make things weird. And I think it's going to be a ball control offense. I don't think there's any question about that. You know, Kentucky is a team that wants to run the football. Running quarterbacks give everybody a little bit of trouble. But, you know, last year wasn't a great year for Kentucky, as you guys are well aware. But when you go back and kind of look at this thing, they got shelled by Louisville last year at home. They beat Murray State. They lose to Auburn at home 24-10. Lose to Vandy 28-13. They beat Ohio, lose to Georgia. They're going to lose to Georgia no matter where it is. They lose to South Carolina. That was the big shocker last year, and they beat Southern Miss. So not a great home team, but you notice, like, those games were outside of Georgia were competitive. You bounce back to 2023, which is kind of a typical Mark Stoops year. You know, you go 7-5, and you feel pretty good about life. You go back and look here. They lose to Alabama. Okay, no shame in that. They lose to Tennessee in Lexington 33-27. Very competitive game. They lose to Missouri. It was a great year for them in 23. They beat Florida 33-14. They beat Akron, as you'd expect. They beat Eastern Kentucky and Ball State. And so the point of all of this is Kentucky, even when they don't win, they make you play their game. They've got Dante Dowdell, who really had a breakout game for them last week. I mean, 14 carries for 129, and obviously could have and probably should have carried it much more. But, you know, they kind of sleptwalked through that game with Toledo. I'm picking Kentucky. I'll tell you why. Austin Simmons, first-time starter. Yes, had some struggles in the first quarter, got it going late, 341 yards, pat. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. The kid's got talent. But he's had a week to get ready for Kentucky. And those odd fronts and blitz packages they do, I think that's a lot to ask. Second game as a starter on the road in an environment that is very interesting. So we'll take Kentucky with the upset. And maybe that's more with my heart than my head. Tennessee, of course, against East Tennessee State. No line in that game. They shouldn't have any trouble. But the question with Tennessee is Joey Aguilar, right? I mean, you know, basically the trade didn't work out well for Nico. They got absolutely crushed last week by Utah. But the thing that I continue to hear is Aguilar is not a guy that can really challenge down the field. That is a tenet of the Josh Heupel system. And so that's just kind of something to watch. And, you know, again, there's not enough talent at East Tennessee State to make this game interesting. I don't think there's any question about it. They'll just roll right over these guys. They beat Syracuse 45-26. And you may recall some people were picking Syracuse to win that game. I was not one of them. But the road ahead for Tennessee, ETSU, then Georgia, UAB, and then they make their way to Starkville. So probably going to be probably a 3-1 team showing up here. Probably. Yeah, I mean, I can't see UAB beating them, but I don't think they beat Georgia. But it will be a very interesting stretch for Tennessee once they get through non-conference. Kansas and Missouri, I got to go Mizzou here. And a lot of it's just because of the fact that they have played so well at home lately. They have created a great home field environment. When we went up there in 15, it was a lot different. You know, it was just Thursday night game. It rained and people kind of subdued. And, of course, State did some good things in that ball game. But, you know, they've just been better under Drinkwitz at home. You know, when they first got in the league, it did a lot of great things. But, you know, you go back and look at last year. Look at the Missouri team from last year, how good they were, right? And you may not know this. They didn't lose a single home game last year. Not one. They lose at A&M, at Alabama, and at South Carolina. That's it. Did not lose a single home game. And, of course, they win the Music City Bowl in Iowa. So, really good year. You go back one more year, we're not going to spend a lot of time on this, but they lose, what is it, one home game? Yeah, one home game. And that was against LSU, that 49-39 game. Remember, Missouri had a chance to win it, just couldn't close the deal, and ends up they threw a pick six late to make it, you know, the margin greater than it really was. So you've lost one home game in two seasons, and you've got your rivalry game coming in there. I just like Missouri. It's a 6.5-point spread. I think Missouri gets it done. South Florida at Florida, as you guys know, South Florida got off to a good start with the win over Boise State. Florida athletically should be able to handle this without any trouble. You know, we'll see how things go. I like DJ Lagway. I really do. I think most people that watch college football that have seen him play probably feel like you and I do. And so, you know, he's probably been a little bit undervalued because Florida didn't play well last year. But a lot of it wasn't his fault. But it's been an interesting couple of years, to say the least, for Florida with Billy Napier at the helm. You know, and what's so crazy, too, is like how they at times struggle in non-conference. Last year was a little bit different. They got hot late. You know, they were 1-2 when they came to Starkville, which is what we expected, and we couldn't capitalize on it. And then they went to work and lose Tennessee and Georgia and Texas down the stretch. But outside of that, I mean, of course, the big one over Florida, I mean, over Ole Miss, pardon me, really turned some heads and kind of got people excited again. But I just don't think there's going to be any jeopardy. 17.5-point favorites for Florida. They'll take care of this. Arkansas and Arkansas State, as we've mentioned, first time they've ever met on the football field. And last year, you know, Sam Pittman was coaching for his job, but they love Sam up there. They do. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about that. He fits them. I think he's comfortable there. Of course, when they lost that game to us in 23, you know, his wife cried in postgame, and everybody thought they were going to fire him. They didn't. Juracek elects to stay with him. And he rewards them a little bit last year. Maybe not the year that they hoped for, but they end the year with a winning record, and they win the bowl game over Texas Tech. But, man, you look back at last year, you know, in the non-conference, you know, they shell Pine Bluff. They lose in double overtime to Oklahoma State. I think we picked that here on the show. And they take care of Louisiana Tech 35-14, and then they get UAB. So 3-1 in the non-conference, and you need those. to get bowl eligible, and then you hope that you can get, you know, a couple of wins along the way in the conference. Well, you know, that the win over Auburn obviously was significant, to go into Jordan-Hare and win, and then they beat Tennessee, which they rushed the field there. And then, of course, they absolutely demolished us. That's a team offensively when they're rolling, it's tough to beat. It truly is. And I think Arkansas State finds that out. Spread's 24.5. I like Arkansas to cover with change. South Carolina State to South Carolina. You know, this is not going to be a game. There's no line on the game, nor should there be, because I think you could, whatever market you want to put on it, South Carolina's probably going to handle that. They certainly should. You know, Sellers, of course, one of the best quarterbacks in the country, certainly in the Southeastern Conference. And you just want to get out of this game healthy, right? And it always seems that, you know, somebody gets hurt, right? Somebody gets a hand stepped on or gets tripped up and gets a high ankle sprain, it lingers. But you look at South Carolina last year, good year, lose the bowl game, they lose the Citrus Bowl. But everything else, with one exception, really went their way, right? They get beat by Ole Miss 27-3. And that's, believe it or not, that is the biggest loss of the season. They lose to LSU 36-33. And there was some controversy about that. So you lose by three at home to LSU, and you go to Alabama and lose 27-25. Yeah, the greatest margin of defeat all year was against a really good Ole Miss team by 24. And so, of course, they bring some pieces back. They feel good about life. And they've got a pretty manageable schedule, I would say, to start. The Virginia Tech game, I think Virginia Tech is just okay. But that's the Beamer Bowl. Played that game in Atlanta. You win that. You get South Carolina State. Then you're home against Vanderbilt. That's going to be an interesting game. Tickets are already a hot ticket there. And then you go to Mizzou. Then you get Kentucky. So if you play up to par, you got to think you're at least 2-1. But there could be a scenario that South Carolina's 5-0 when they travel to Baton Rouge. Interesting, right? Louisiana Tech at LSU, the guys, this is not going to be a game. I mean, and what I mean by that is, you know, that just the difference in the talent level is significant. And the folks at Louisiana Tech, you know, they're going to do good in their league most years because, you know, the state of Louisiana is so plentiful when it comes to college football talent. You got a guy sometimes that maybe you don't pan out at LSU or Texas, and Louisiana Tech's a good landing spot for them, but you know, I don't know if you've kept up with this, but LSU and Louisiana Tech have played 20 times. 20 times. LSU has won 19 of them. Yeah. One time. Louisiana Tech, the Bulldogs, have beaten the Tigers. And you got to go all the way back to 1904 when they actually played two times in a season. They had a home and home. LSU wins 17-0 in Baton Rouge, and then a week later, they travel to Ruston and lose 6-0. That is the only win for Louisiana Tech in the, quote, rivalry. Of course, LSU for years considered Tulane more their rival, but Louisiana Tech, it's a measuring stick for them. This game is over at the half. The spread's 36.5. I like LSU to win and cover without any problems. Michigan is at Oklahoma. Now, 20 years ago, if somebody told us, hey, look out for this, we'd have said, this is grand, right? Well, it is a battle of top 25 teams, really top 20 teams. And so that'll be interesting. I feel like I'm saying interesting a lot. I'm very interested in college football this weekend. But I think it's an intriguing matchup just because of the fact, give Oklahoma and Michigan both a little credit here, for scheduling a non-conference game like this. They've only met one time previously. Yeah, and so that, you know, that adds a little bit of intrigue, I guess, if you're a fan, and that was in the Orange Bowl back in 76. So their first regular season meeting ever between the Sooners and the Wolverines. And what's so interesting about that, so many people are critical of the SEC for our non-conference schedule. And then you've had Oklahoma, of course, in the Big 12, before that, the Big 8, and the Southwest Conference for years. And you had Michigan up there in the Big 10, and nobody ever thought, that, hey, we should play. You know, those are the things that keep me up at night. It's like, why is SEC scheduling constantly scrutinized when everybody else is like, well, hey, we play non-conference games against a poor conference. Ball State's at Auburn. That's not even really worth kind of discussing. The thing that I would say, though, had the discussion this morning with the illustrious Hind Dog talking about Auburn. I don't think that Auburn is going to be able to consistently win with Jackson Arnold running the football as much as he did against Baylor. Now, in that fourth quarter, he kind of put the Tigers on his back, led them to victory. You know, passing numbers weren't great. They'll take care of Ball State. Then you got South Alabama. Then you got to go to Oklahoma. And I don't know how good Oklahoma is, but I know they're going to be jacked to play Jackson Arnold. I know Jackson Arnold's going to be jacked to play them. That's probably not a game you want him carrying the football a lot. Then you got to go to A&M. Then it's Georgia. Three-game stretch there. Pretty tough. Back of that Georgia game is Missouri, and then a road trip to Arkansas. So a very meaty part of that schedule there against some very physical defenses. Is Jackson Arnold healthy by the time you get to the Iron Bowl? That's one thing that we talk about, too. We're going to get to Alabama a little bit later. But, I mean, let's just kind of talk among ourselves. If Kalen DeBoer loses the Iron Bowl to Hugh Freeze, and let's say that's 8 wins for Auburn, and they win the Iron Bowl, I don't think Kalen DeBoer survives the weekend. And listen, I know about buyouts and things like that, but Alabama's not a team that's going to sit by and lose. They're just not going to do it. Just kind of something to think about. We're not playing the Iron Bowl this weekend, but you begin to kind of think about, you know, the ramifications. If this Alabama thing continues, it's so incredible. Again, I haven't verified the stat. We'll do that shortly. But Alabama 5-5 in their last 10. Mississippi State's 3-7 in their last 10. Is that right? Or, no, I guess that's not quite right. Not quite right. Close to it, though. But they're not doing well. Vanderbilt's at Virginia Tech. Virginia Tech is a 2.5-point favorite. I like the Commodores in this game. And one of the reasons why is I think Diego Pavia is just simply a winner. And I think he sees this as an opportunity, again, to kind of showcase his own skills, but also, too, to lead this team to something significant. So, Charleston Southern, dub, Virginia Tech, at Virginia Tech's dub. Then they got to go to South Carolina. Then you get Georgia State, Utah State. So, in the first 5 games, you got to think Vanderbilt should be at least 3-2. If they win this week, they're probably 4-1. Heading to Tuscaloosa. And I'm telling you, right, as I sit here right now, if Vanderbilt rolls into Tuscaloosa and beats Alabama in week 6, Kalen DeBoer may not make it to Thanksgiving. He may not see the Iron Bowl. Can you imagine if Vanderbilt beats Alabama in back-to-back years? Ridiculous, man. Louisiana Monroe is at Alabama. What happens this week? Louisiana Monroe is not going to win this game, okay? But what happens if Louisiana Monroe makes it a game? Like, what if Alabama wins ugly? There's a possibility. Louisiana Monroe is 1-0, and of course they played, you know, St. Francis. But you know what? That's the thing I think about. Like, if Alabama chooses to play down to competition, and let's say they win, I don't know, you know, 31-17, 31-14, something like that. If they don't cover, how hot does it get in Tuscaloosa? Because you hadn't got an SEC play yet. And, of course, hey, they may go out there and beat UL Monroe 75-0. But next week, you got Wisconsin coming in. It's a Power 4 opponent. And you've already shown that you struggle to block. Then you got at Georgia. So let's assume Alabama wins this weekend. Forget the margin of victory. They win. There's a real possibility they're 2-2 at the best after week 4. And if they beat Wisconsin, you're 3-1, but you know, you could be 2-2. That's a toss-up game. You know, I think Alabama speed will matter against Wisconsin, but let's just say for our purposes today that they lose to Wisconsin and Georgia and you're 1-3. Would Vanderbilt come into town? who just popped you in the mouth last year, it could get ugly really quick. Now, you find a way to beat UL Monroe, Wisconsin, lose to Georgia, you're 2-2. And we'll see what happens. And you got Vandy, Missouri, Tennessee, South Carolina, LSU, Oklahoma. I mean, like, the tough games aren't even here yet. I mean, all due respect to Florida State, right? But there's a lot of Alabama people that are already kind of looking ahead thinking, you know what, this is not going to end well for us. And you know what, they may be right. They may be. So real quickly, your winners from the weekend, as I see it, Texas, Texas A&M, Georgia, Kentucky in an upset, Tennessee, Missouri, Florida, Arkansas, South Carolina, LSU. And guys, I picked Arizona State, and I hope that I'm wrong. I just worry a little bit about their experience in their own system. I'd love nothing more than to win that game. I got Michigan in a minor upset on the road at Oklahoma, Auburn, of course, Vanderbilt in a minor upset on the road at Virginia Tech, and of course, Alabama. I'm picking them to cover, but if they don't, it's going to get awfully interesting. I mean, like you, the Paul Feinbaum show, I've never watched it on purpose, but the clips make their way to my social media feed, and I'm sure they do yours as well. It will not be a fun week in Tuscaloosa, but it would be incredibly entertaining for the rest of us if they struggle a little bit this week. All right, final segment of the show brought to you by the Stark Vegas Clubhouse. Man, it's the best place to stay in the Golden Triangle when you're bringing a large group to town, and you should. You should. You're not getting any younger. No matter what you may think, at some point, it's all going to end. You need to make as many memories as you can together. I hate to sound so morbid. I don't mean for it to sound that way. You need to have a good time when you go. But Mom and Dad, they'd love to have everybody under one roof, have all the kids, all the grandkids together. She could make those cinnamon rolls that you've been craving for years. There's just something about Mom preparing the meal that makes it better. And you got a full-service kitchen where you can do just that. Hey, if you want to DoorDash some food, you can do that too, or go enjoy one of Starkville's great restaurants. We have some, contrary to popular belief. You got the wet bar, the full-service kitchen, the back porch area, the fire pit area, 6 bedrooms, 2 bath, plenty of parking, plenty of parking. And that's one of the challenges when you've got a lot of people getting together. You get an Airbnb somewhere, next thing you know, there's just, you know, people are having to park all around the tarnation to be comfortable. Nothing to worry about there. Plenty of parking, and it is private parking on the property itself, so you don't have to worry about getting towed or worried about your car. It's all right there under your own supervision. We've stayed there. We had a great time. Now, you can peruse the fine amenities at the Stark Vegas Clubhouse Facebook page. When you Google Stark Vegas Clubhouse, that comes up as an option. Also, some booking opportunities for you. You can book through Airbnb or VRBO if you want to. But if you want to save some money, book through the Evolve website. Your promo code BSR10. Yeah, BSR10. BSR10 gets you 10% off your stay. You'll have a great time there. It's the old renovated Country Club Clubhouse, just 5 minutes away from the Mississippi State campus, just out past the Highlands. Very, very conveniently located for any Bulldogs looking to have a great weekend at a football, baseball, or basketball game. Certainly worth your time and effort. So rather than have everybody scattered out in 5 or 6 hotel rooms or Airbnbs around the county, have everybody under one roof. It'll be a time that you'll never forget. The Stark Vegas Clubhouse, the best place to stay in the Golden Triangle. Okay. Give you some times, but before we do, this is one of the most important things. Once you finish listening to the show, if you are coming to the game tomorrow, go ahead and download your tickets to your wallet. Everybody's got a smartphone these days because you got to have it scanned to go in. The last thing you want is to be that guy at the front of the line and you hadn't downloaded your tickets and you're making everybody else have to wait for you. There's a lot of people that's going to be at this ball game. So in order to make things easier, download your tickets to your wallet now. Simple as that. As soon as the show's over, go do it. If you want to pause the show and do it, my feelings won't be hurt. Now, if you're coming to spend the day with us, you got FanFest. The tailgate opens at 2:30 tomorrow. Game time's at 6:30, so 4 hours ahead of time, you'll have the chance. to get out there and kind of enjoy a few things there at the tailgate. Of course, there'll be some people tailgating all day. The ticket office, should you need to buy tickets or if you have any issues with your tickets, you can address those at the state ticket office, 3:30 p.m. You want to get pictures made with the kids and Bully and Belle, they're going to be available at FanFest at 3:45. And there's no reason as an adult you can't get a picture too. Dog walk, 4:25. Go to dog walk, and then once dog walk is over, you can go ahead and get in line to go into the stadium, if you so desire. Gates will open at 4:30, 2 hours before the game. So if you want to go in, get settled, maybe grab some concessions. There's a lot of great new amenities this year, a lot of options for the food and beverage side. You can go and do that. And then, you know, watch pregame warm-ups like we do. We'll be in there, too, around the same time. If you want to go watch the famous Maroon Band Drumline show, that'll be 4:35. Of course, they're in the tailgate area. So it's important to understand all of that. Now, 182 has still got issues. Okay, so if you are thinking, for those of you maybe driving up 25 from Jackson, he's like, hey, I'm just going to bypass 12 and get on Stark Road and scoot over to 182. Maybe you take the exit there. I don't know what you how you handle that. But 182 is still under construction. So what I would do is either I would stay on 12 or drive to 82 and then bypass all of that. And of course, there will be a little bit of a log jam because we used to have three main thoroughfares going into campus. Well, now you just got a couple, you know. And so that's important to understand. There, no matter how well versed you are in the Mississippi State game day experience, it's going to be a little bit complicated right now. So afford yourself a little more time. Ladies, again, we're laying out the outfit tonight. We're not going to change our mind in the morning, because you're going to look beautiful and amazing either way, okay? It's not the shirt. It's not the shorts. It's you, okay? We love you. You're beautiful. We're happy you're going to the game with us. But lay the outfit out tonight. Matter of fact, lay Dad's out too, right? That way you guys can match. Remember, it's a blackout. And even if black's not your color, we need you to wear the black, okay? Legends wear black, okay? The team's wearing black. It's a blackout. And I've seen a lot of people say, what are we supposed to wear this week? Well, you're certainly not wearing pink, okay? It's kind of self-evident. But lay the outfit out tonight. Put on those leggings, those black boots, grab you one of your black state shirts, and if you don't have one, pick one up at Campus Bookmart when you're in town. And let's have a good time together. But plan tonight to be prepared. You say, well, Steve, kickoff's not till 6:30. I don't care. Doesn't make any difference. You know how he gets. You don't need me to tell you. You know how he gets. Tonight, ladies, set a reminder on your phone. And say, hey, babe. Hey, did you download the tickets to the wallet? I can do it if you want me to. And you know he's going to say, either yes, he did, even if he didn't. But it's going to be a nice reminder to get those tickets in the wallet, because we want to make sure the game day, the flow goes really smoothly, okay? It's important to understand. Now, parking is a little bit of a challenge this year. Now, what's interesting, kind of a new fan amenity, I guess, I got a text message today, and here's what it says. There's a chill in the other. That's wrong. Wrong text message. Let me see here. Let me find. I got a lot of text messages. Yeah, happy Maroon Friday. Included above is a map of the ingress routes to your parking lot. Please ensure you have your parking pass for the season opener ready as you arrive at your lot tomorrow. See this link below for the new football game day page highlighting game day timeline and more. A lot of these things I just read you. Don't forget, weekend kicks off with tonight's free public cowbell yell at the amphitheater. Super cool, right? But there's a link there, and then you can see all the routes to get to your parking lot. The routes you used last year may not be passable this year. Things, are a little bit different. And again, there's a timeline of everything we just talked about. You click that link. I've never gotten that link before. So again, it's just something else. You know, we talk about fan amenities and improving the fan experience. That's part of it. But make sure that you know where you're going. And there's a lot of people that don't listen to this show. Shame on them. Because there are going to be a lot of people that show up and they're single-serving fans. They don't love Mississippi State any less than you and I do. They just may not get to come as often. And they're coming because of the historic nature of the home opener and the LED lights. And it's going to be a great experience. And they're not going to know where to go. Okay, we don't need any more of those people, right? And what I mean by that is you need to be prepared. Because there's already going to be those people that as soon as they see somebody in a yellow vest, they're going to say, hey, where is lot two? And a lot of the people that work in event management, as nice as they are, they don't know where lot two is. They know where their lot is. They know where they're supposed to be. They know they're supposed to scan your parking pass to let you in. But they don't have a map of campus memorized. So don't just be dependent on them. As nice as they are, and as willing as they are to help, they may not have the answer. Well, then next thing you know, they got to get on a walkie-talkie and call somebody else who may be driving a golf cart because we have some fans that need golf cart service. And so it could slow things down. So to kind of streamline things, again, you look at this link they sent you to show you the routes to get to your regular parking lot. Because of the fact, things have changed. We go through this every year. We absolutely do. We go through it every single year. And I think some of our fans, they just think, well, this is what I've always done. So then what happens is we're going to get on social media. We're going to get on the message boards and we're going to kind of complain. Right? Well, oh, I can't believe they changed this. Well, I'm giving you notice. Your route may have changed. Simple as that. Your route may have changed, so be prepared. And ladies, I'm going to ask something else of you too. Okay? Let's be a little patient with him. Again, you know how he gets. Let's be a little patient here because of the fact this is supposed to be a fun activity for everybody. And if we start bickering at each other, you know, it just kind of puts a damp mood on things. And then, like, you don't speak for a while and you have that little awkward handheld hold or whatever. And it's like, oh, well, everything's fine. Let's just go ahead and give each other a little bit of grace because it's going to be tough getting in at times. And certainly when it's over, and again, I think it's going to be a close ball game, win or lose, it's going to be kind of a pain getting out of there. Okay, so use that handy link. If you have any questions, go to healthstate.com and then click on the game day tab. And a lot of things that we have just talked about are listed there. If you got the text message, the link is there as well. New game day page. That's all kind of come to be here in the last few days. So I share that with you to help make your experience a little bit better. We'll be back on Monday. We'll recap the weekend that was in the SEC. And hopefully we'll be talking about a Mississippi State win. I want to win this game so bad. I want to win it so bad because I know what that means for next week and the next week and the next week, right? It's like you start thinking about, you get ahead of yourself. You think, man, if we win this game, got a real chance to be 4-0 when Tennessee comes to town. And that could be kind of reminiscent of what it was, you know, maybe in 17, you know, the last year of Dan Mullen. You know, of course, we had some big crowds in 18. Of course, Mike Leach had some big crowds in 22. You know, I don't know that we've ever fully recovered from COVID because we used to pack it out. We did. And it's been a while, you know, since we have. But you start thinking about the possibilities. You win this weekend with a lot of big-time recruits on campus. And maybe you start getting back in the game with some guys that have kind of been on the fence or maybe made a reservation with another school. Now all of a sudden it's like, hey, Mississippi State is getting better. Now all of a sudden it's like, well, hey, I wanted to go here, but I wanted to win, and I don't know if it's going to happen. Now there's evidence that things are improving. That works for recruits, and it works for ticket buyers too. It's like, hey, why would I go to all this trouble to go to the ball game when I can watch it from home and we're going to lose anyway? I mean, and even if you want to admit it, that's the attitude a lot of people have had. You can change everything with a win this weekend. You can. And I think the last thing, the one thing that we could ill afford is to, you know, to lose this game and play poorly. But I don't think that's going to be the case. I really don't. And again, I go back to, if State scores twice in the first quarter, we're going to win the football game. If we get down two scores in the first half, we're probably going to lose the football game. So everything's going to matter. It certainly is. I think we are a lot closer to them on paper from a talent standpoint than people are giving us credit for. I don't think they're a top 10 team. And again, there's only so many conclusions you can draw after week one, and it was an FCS opponent. You know as well as I do, they kind of went through the motions and just kind of out-athleted them. And if you hadn't done it, go watch Matt Wyatt's breakdown of Arizona State. I think you'll enjoy that. But you'll also get kind of a balanced effort here to see they have some speed and some game records too. They do, especially on offense. All right, if you hadn't done so, visit DutyNobleBook.com. You get signed copies of all my books, all my sports titles, and When the Bottom Falls. Of course, that's Flim Flam, Stark Villains, Alpha Dogs, Dogpile, The Dude, and When the Bottom Falls, a personal memoir. Come float with us at True West Floats by Starkville. It's a busy weekend in front of us here. 662-268-7601 to schedule or get your questions answered. My lovely wife, Dana, will answer the phone, and she can help you navigate through the floating process. I suspect once you float, you're going to want to float again. Yeah, it's a very, very, very relaxing process. If you're a person that maybe has chronic pain or anxiety or just need a mental reset, we may be able to help you. We've helped many others, including me. That's why there is a float spa here in Starkville, because I was so incredibly impressed. The very first time I floated, I said, I need to make this available to my friends and neighbors. And so we have. And, you know, what is it now? Let me think. 19 months now we've been open? Yeah. The bride's done a great job. She has. Wonderful. Come join us over at jeanspage.com. We're not offering the 75% off special. If you've missed it, you can get on board for 60% off as we get through the fan appreciation part of this promo. So 60% off the annual subscription price. Be sure and log on today for all of our coverage. And even if you're not a member, we make all of the game day coverage and all the big room stuff for free. Like this week, there was some technical difficulties with HealthState.com. They weren't able to get up Jeff Lebby's video. We had it for you. Yeah, including a transcript. So we do our best to keep you guys informed. We want to be your one-stop shop for Mississippi State sports coverage. Hey, until next time, let's all live our lives in a way we make more friends than enemies, and people can see a difference in the way we live.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. LeafHome.com/water.